From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
Welcome into a special edition of DeKalb Business Today here on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Becknell. A very special guest coming up with one of DeKalb County's newest companies in just a second. But first, I want to remind you, you can find DeKalb Business Radio on social media. Follow us on Twitter, at DeKalb Radio X. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Radio X. Listen live each Friday at 10 and noon here on DeKalb at businessradiox.com. And of course, download our free podcasts on our site. They're also a free download on iTunes. All right, let's get to our special guest. And it's funny, boy, a couple years ago probably, right here on Ponce in downtown Decatur, Big Ruby Tuesday's location goes out of business, goes empty. You figure it wouldn't be long because it was pretty prime real estate, wondering which is the restaurant that's going to move into this space. A couple years later, we find out and it's not even a restaurant. So let's welcome Marcus Robinson, the VP of Sales for Harkin Health, which is not a restaurant.
It is not a restaurant, although we are excited to still serve the community.
There you go. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about what Harkin Health is.
Yeah, Harkin is a reimagined healthcare company. Matter of fact, I can tell you a little bit about just how we got started. Mm-hmm. A couple of people got together, our co-founders, not too long ago. You would think that we have been at this for several years if you walked into any of our centers, which are just incredibly beautiful. They got together and they really just wanted to reimagine healthcare from the beginning. They were somewhat disgruntled with the status quo in healthcare delivery and not the focus on primary care. And they wanted to start over and create something that people would just love to be a part of while also improving their health and making connections and relationships. So that's kind of how it got started.
And how long ago was that?
Yeah, about 14 months ago.
Okay.
About 14 months ago. So it's been pretty fast and furious, but the encouragement and the feedback that we've gotten from everyone that we've talked to so far, the people who've come into our centers, our enrollment numbers look great. Everyone's really excited about this concept. We believe that the ground is fertile for this concept for sure.
So what do you do for Harkin?
I am the vice president of sales. We are launching simultaneously both in Atlanta and Chicago this year at the same time. So I oversee all sales operations.
Talk to me about your Atlanta presence. Obviously, we mentioned you just had the grand opening, the ribbon cutting there on Ponce in downtown Decatur last Thursday, but that's not your only location.
It's not. We have 6 Harkin Health Centers across Atlanta. Of course, we have the one in Decatur, which is a great, great spot, great location, especially for the community and foot traffic, and access to the MARTA, which is really close as well. Our 5 other centers, the Town Brookhaven Center in Brookhaven,
sure,
if you're familiar with that location, in Austell off the East-West Connector, an old Ted's Montana Grill.
Mm-hmm.
We're in East Cobb, off of Roswell Road. We have one in Roswell off of Holcomb Bridge Road. And then our last center is in Duluth off of Old Norcross.
One of the exciting things that the local leaders, the politicians will always trump is the fact that when a new company comes in, that means that local people are getting jobs.
Absolutely.
What kind of staffing? You mentioned Town Brookhaven and you also right here in downtown Decatur. Between those two locations here in DeKalb County, how many people are getting work?
At each center, there are probably 15 to 20 care team members at each center. So just in DeKalb County, you're looking at almost 40 new people for sure.
That's fantastic.
And as we continue to grow in Atlanta and serve the Atlanta population, we will add more centers and continue to grow our care teams. And it's very important to our business model because we're very focused on creating relationships. We want to hire from the local community as well. They know the heartbeat. They know the individuals within the community. They can connect. Also, some of the language needs that are specific to communities,
sure,
we want to hire to solve for that too, or to actually cater to that. I won't say solve, but to cater for that, which is very, very important.
The website is harkinhealth.com. Our guest, Marcus Robinson, the VP of Sales for Harkin Health, joining us here on DeKalb Business Today. Talk to me about the idea for Harkin Health and what exactly does Harkin, the name, mean?
Yeah, Harkin is not a very common word. You may have heard it before. Harkin means to listen, and that's a really cool name for us. It has a double meaning. So Harkin means to listen. It also means to call attention to. So we want to call attention to a time in healthcare where it was much more relational, when your doctor knew you and your family by name, would do house calls. That's the concept and sort of relationship that we want to reestablish within the healthcare delivery space, focusing on primary care. But also Harkin means to listen as well. And in any good relationship, we know communication is key and listening is really important to us. So we say if you come into a Harkin Health Center and you see one of our members interacting with one of our care team members, a lot of times you will see our care team members just listening to our members. We feel strongly that it's relationships that help people move further along their continuum of care than some of the more transactional nature that we find in care delivery today.
You talked about kind of the infancy of Harkin Health and the idea why it came about. What is different about Harkin Health as opposed to the traditional big insurers?
Yeah, the big difference for us, we feel we are a social enterprise and we are really focused on the member. That's first and foremost. That evolves into how we shape our culture. Our culture is one that is empathy-led and very caring. That plays directly into our hiring practice as well for our care team members within the center. We feel that everyone that works at Harkin, we like to say, wakes up every morning just wanting to improve someone's life and someone's care. We feel that to be empathetic and to be caring is something that's intrinsic. It's an intrinsic value. It's really hard to teach. So that's our number one hiring criteria. Do you love people? And then it's, can you sell? Can you, you know, code a database? Can you provide care? You know, do you have the medical and, you know, clinical certification to provide the certain care? But first and foremost, it is our culture. And it's very apparent when members come in, they have been coming in during some of our enrollment events, and they interact with our care team members, they immediately establish a connection, So that's differentiator number one. Another huge differentiator for us is this integrated care model that we have developed. And really, we are focusing, again, on primary care within our centers. For our members, we are making access to primary care 100% included within your membership fee, within your premium. So you can come to the Harkin Health Center as much as you want, all the time, and never have to pay a copay or anything out of pocket. It's just that concept of it's all included, which is really, really cool.
That's a cool concept. Talk to me about your sales team. How do they go about selling this? Because it's a situation where I know that, you know, with Obamacare and everything, healthcare is certainly on the national consciousness. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people understand.
Yeah, and our chief marketing officer likes to create an analogy. We know that insurance is very much a commoditized market. And when you're in a commoditized market, you look a lot like sugar on the sugar shelf. Mm-hmm. Since we are an insurance company and we're offering insurance plan designs, we have to sit on the same sugar shelf as other insurance companies, but we're not sugar. We're very different. There's a story behind what we're doing. And as a matter of fact, we'd like the insurance aspect of what we're doing to fade away into the background, to really just be a peace of mind and financial protection for our members. So that's very big. And it's important for us when we distribute, as we sell through independent brokers and agents, or members can come to us directly and purchase, that they understand that story, that we're not just an insurance company, we're a care company wanting to connect with you, wanting to care for you in the way that you need cared for.
We're talking with Marcus Robinson, the VP of Sales for Harkin Health here on DeKalb Business Today. You can follow them on Twitter at Harkin Health. They're on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn, everything else, all the social media. Now, talk to me about, you mentioned this is for individuals, for families. It's also for small businesses.
It is.
What are the ideal target clients you're looking for?
Yeah, so we really want businesses that want to put in an insurance plan design that will care for their employees. We know most small businesses are very paternalistic and they view their employees as a part of their family. Our message to small business employers and decision makers are, we will care for your employees just as you care for your employees as well, as a part of the family. Again, since we want to create relationships with our members that come, that extends also to other segments and lines of business, such as small business employers. We are offering our coverage or our insurance plan designs for employers that have 50 or less full-time employees, so between 2 and 50. And we are partnering with around 13 brokerage firms in Atlanta that have the ability to sell our small group product.
Impressive. Talk to me about how people sign up to become a Harkin member. You hear a lot, especially with Obamacare, about deadlines. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that.
Sure. So since we are also offered to the individual, we are on healthcare.gov, mm-hmm. And we are right in the middle of open enrollment, which is a really important time where you have to sign up. Open enrollment begins November 1st. It runs through the end of January. However, there is another very key date in the middle of open enrollment, and that is December the 15th, just a couple days away. If you are looking for coverage with a January 1st effective date, you have to make your plan selection by December 15th. So I want to make sure everyone is aware of that. To sign up for Harkin, you can contact your independent broker or agent and get information on how to enroll. You can come directly to our website, harkinhealth.com. Of course, you can do that right on your phone and get a quote within 30 seconds with just a couple pieces of key information. Or on our website as well, if you want to talk to a live person. We also have a sales team that is there to answer questions over the phone that can help you sign up as well.
So I think that's one of the things that probably really is attractive to potential clients, because if you make it easy for them, if you let them talk to a person and let them do it quick, because when the Affordable Care Act came online, all anybody talked about is the website.
Yep.
And we're trying to log on, we're trying to sign up, the website's broken, the website's taking hours, I can't do it, I have a college education, I can't do it. So you guys are going about trying to make it easy for people.
We absolutely are, and this open enrollment has been more smooth or smoother than last open enrollment, but it's very intentional of our company to make things simple as possible. If you go to our website, harkinhealth.com, the first thing that strikes you is its simplicity. It does not look like an insurance carrier's website at all. And again, that is by design. If we are another really important thing for our organization outside of, or in addition to being a caring company, is the focus on design. We are a design-led organization. And for those that may not be as familiar with that terminology, what that means is we don't start with a product or even a service. We first start and ask ourselves, experience do we want to create for our members? And then we design the entire company around that experience. Other companies do a beautiful job at this. And, to use as an example, I like to use this example. We all like Apple products. Mm-hmm. Most of us like Apple products. Apple is a great technology company. They're a wonderful design company, even to how they design their packaging. You just don't rip into an Apple packaging. It takes time for you to open that package, to build anticipation. That's a design point for them. We have several design points such as that within our company, and there is so much design that has gone into the makeup of our centers. Herringbone hardwood floors, exposed brick, Wi-Fi, beverage bar. Within each center, there is a space for group classes and group rooms where we'll be able to offer yoga and healthy cooking classes and acupuncture for our members, again, all included within our membership, because we want to create an experience for our members that they love and that they'll want to come back to and continue to create those relationships with us. We know people don't like insurance or don't care that much for insurance. Mm-hmm. We know people want to be cared for, and that's what we want to do for them.
Talk to me about the insurance. If someone signs up with Harkin Health, can they use that insurance outside of Harkin Health Centers?
They can. So the Harkin Health Center, the six centers across Atlanta, are the home base for our membership, for all primary care services. And I would say it's a combination of almost primary care and urgent care combined. So they can do other services that a normal primary care office may not, but suturing, some wound care. They can do, mole and wart removal. The entire suite of your normal primary care, including well child and well woman, all the immunizations. Again, everything that's done in the center at no cost. If you have to have a more acute service at a specialist or at a hospital, we have the nation's largest network outside of the centers backstopping for our members.
So I think we've been talking for a few years now about how CVS and some of these with the Minute Clinic have kind of revolutionized primary care medicine, but this is ostensibly the Minute Clinic plus it's your insurance carrier. It's more of a one-stop shop.
And it's founded upon a relationship as well with the care team. So if I can just add a little bit more to how the care is delivered within the health center, it really is revolutionary. So as a member of Harkin, you will have assigned to you, matched to you, a care provider, which will be a family practice doctor or general internist. They can also be a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant as your care provider. In addition to the care team, you will have a health coach that's assigned to you, and a behavioral health specialist. So every member of Harkin will have this care team that is there holistically looking at them and helping them with their care. And in my opinion, the secret sauce of everything that we're doing in the health center is the health coach role. The health coach role is, again, it's revolutionary to this model. They are there to create a relationship with our members, to truly show empathy, and to also help them navigate throughout the healthcare space in the center and outside the center and coordinate all their care. They are really there to help our members out.
How does that manifest itself when you talk about the health coach? Is it somebody who's sending you a weekly email, hey, here's some health tips? Is it somebody you're actually going to sit down with and talk about your specific eating styles, exercise routine?
Absolutely. So it is someone that you can shake hands with, sit across. They are integrated within the care model and the care team. When you walk into a center and you have an appointment, and by the way, we'll have capacity to do same day and next day as well. It's really important for us. You walk in, a lot of times you're not going to have to wait because we're going to have capacity for you. You'll be greeted by your health coach. The health coach is there to take you back, to begin some of the consultation, take your vital signs, and be there as the physician comes in and does the consultation. And then as the consultation is wrapping up, the health coach is there to make sure that you understood everything. And then it's not come see us in a year, come see us in 6 months. That health coach is there the entire time with you to help you along your continuum of care. So if that is, you know, calling Marcus to make sure that, you know, I'm eating the right way, or the agreed upon care plan that we've come up together, just being accountable to that, that's what the health coach is there as well. So the health coach is freed up to do some really, really creative things. In this model, we've also seen the health coach establish such a relationship with our members that they've gone and sat through chemotherapy sessions with our members because their members didn't have, you know, family or friends in town to support. So they're there to establish a relationship and to truly care for our members.
Obviously, your doctors, your RNs, your nurse practitioners, they speak for themselves. But for a health coach, and I'm interested, what kind of a background does that type of person have?
The role of a health coach does not have to be a clinical background. A lot of our health coaches are nurses, registered nurses, and other individuals with a clinical background. However, that is not a prerequisite. Mm-hmm. The number one hiring criteria for health coaches, can you connect with people and do you care for people as well? This role is such a giving role that intrinsically we are looking for people that want to help other people. We can teach you how to take blood pressure. We can teach you how to do height and weight. But the establishment of a relationship, that is a skill set that, again, we believe is inherent, and that's what we're looking for. So we've hired from the community already people who do wonderful jobs at creating relationships. You know, your favorite server at your restaurant. You know, we've hired people from the local community that just know how to create relationships.
Matt Holmes here on DeKalb Business Today. We're talking with Marcus Robinson, the VP of Sales for Harken Health, our brand new neighbors here in downtown Decatur. HarkenHealth.com is the website. Talk to me a little bit about, you mentioned you have the locations all over Metro Atlanta. One on a Ted's Montana Grill, one on a former Ruby Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. I would imagine each of these locations have their own unique look and unique feel just because of that, right?
To some degree. They have the same construct as far as, you know, footprint. So they're all between 4,500 and 5,500 square feet. The design elements within the center are very similar as well within the centers. So the same furniture, the same exposed brick and hardwood floors. But the layouts are slightly different depending on the footprint. So our center in Austell, which was the old Ted's Montana Grill, has a different layout than the one here in downtown Decatur. But when you walk through all of our centers, you will immediately know that you're in a Harken Health Center right when you walk into the door by how they look and feel. I mean, they are absolutely gorgeous. They're beautiful. They're a place that you just want to come and hang out for sure.
That's awesome. And you'd like for people to come and hang out.
We would.
They can find out about you at HarkenHealth.com. Yeah. Follow you on Twitter at Harken Health. With any new business, with any startup, there are sure to be challenges.
Absolutely.
And especially even just in the week and a day that you guys have been open here in Decatur. What have you seen? What have you had to overcome?
Our biggest obstacle so far is people rethinking how they can consume healthcare. Currently, the healthcare delivery system, and it's no fault of anyone's, it's a very transactional system. On average, people get to spend around 7 minutes with their primary care physician, and their primary care physician sees between 30 to 35 people a day. 60% of PCP's time is spent doing billing and claims work. And if you were to sit down and ask a primary care physician, do they like that model? They probably tell you, no, that's not what they went to school for, is to do claims and billing and see only seven, or have only get to invest 7 minutes of time with individuals. So in our model, it is completely, completely different. We free our care teams up to not have to do claims and billing for our members. That's how we also not charge anything to our members. It's all included within the cost. And they get to spend as much time as they need. So an obstacle for us, and it's not so much of an obstacle as something that we just have to accomplish, is having people understand everything that we're offering within the center and having them believe it. We've had a lot of people come in the center and say, Marcus, this is too good to be true. You're telling me I can come here as much as I want. You're going to give me a access to a yoga class. I have a doctor who cares for me, a nurse practitioner who cares for me, a health coach, and a behavioral health specialist included within this price point. The value in that, people are so used to the current construct of how healthcare is delivered that it's hard for them to believe it. So our biggest obstacle is that this is real. We're a real company and we are going to deliver on these promises.
Has it been better received by the folks here around the Atlanta area? You mentioned you're also starting up in Chicago. Is it a situation where Atlanta has taken to it more, or it's more of a challenge here?
We're doing well in both markets. We're doing well in both markets. We have 4 centers in Chicago. We have 6 here in Atlanta. There is still plenty of capacity in the Atlanta market for people to sign up. And so we'd urge you to please sign up. It is intentional within our business model as well, so you can have as much time with your care team as you need. For that reason, our design point is we'd like to have 3,000 members per center. And we'd like those members to be within a very reasonable commute radius of our centers as well. And that really plays into how many members are assigned to each physician and how many members are assigned to each health coach. So that's really important on wait times and being able to come in same day, next day appointments, and just see somebody when you need. Another aspect of what we're doing is, since we're creating a relationship with our members, you can just call your care team 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sick at 3 o'clock in the morning, or your child is sick at 3 o'clock in the morning, you pick up the phone and call the single number on the back of your membership card, and you will get in touch with a care provider who is in market who will also have access to your medical record. So we estimate that 50% of the care that we are going to deliver will be outside of the centers once that relationship has been established. But Matt, to answer your question, we have plenty of capacity still in Atlanta. That may change, though, in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you certainly hope so, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And we'll just build more centers. We'll keep building them.
What's the strategy going about reaching out to small businesses? You mentioned up to 50 full-time mm-hmm. employees. You guys have a relationship with the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce.
We do.
A wonderful first step.
We do.
But what is the strategy? What is the strategy to let them know about what you guys offer?
Yeah, that strategy, again, is mainly driven through our limited number, our select group brokerage firms and agencies. There's 13 of them. If you are a small business owner and you are interested in receiving a proposal on Harkin, please go to our website, harkinhealth.com, and just shoot us a quick email, and we will make sure to get you in contact with one of those 13 agencies that we've partnered with that can distribute our product. Our marketing message has really just been ecumenical to all people. It hasn't been tailored to the group. It's just been tailored to just any individual person. So you will see our marketing. You'll see a lot of billboards around Atlanta. You'll see on the social platform. If you have Facebook, you'll see sponsored ads on Facebook and Pandora as well. We've also done direct mail. So we dropped, I think, 200 or 300 pieces of direct mail a couple of weeks ago in a radius around each one of the centers. So that's how we are trying to get our word out.
Excellent. Marcus Robinson, the VP of Sales from Harkin Health. The website, harkinhealth.com. They're on Twitter, at Harkin Health. You go on Facebook, facebook.com/HarkinHealth. We appreciate you being here, sharing about your company, and welcome to the neighborhood.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it, and we're excited to be here, excited to serve the community. If you are interested to get more information on Harkin, we have additional enrollment events going through open enrollment. Please go to our Facebook page, click on events, and you'll be able to walk into one of our centers and talk to someone face-to-face and also get pricing and sign up right there on the spot, and we'd love to shake your hand. We're also going to be in the community tomorrow. We'll be at the Centennial Olympic Park downtown for the Jingle Bell Jog and Run. So we hope to see you guys out there.
Excellent. Very good. Well, that'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. We'll be back at 10 o'clock with another panel of guests at our regularly scheduled time. But until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time.